I high key forgot for a hot minute while even open voice memos, but now I remember because I got fucking tea in the moment between like fucking 7 o'clock we got off till now. It's been a fucking mess. Mercury retrograde's already started. The shit is going down. Let me tell you what just happened. So I love it. I'm like learning from the podcast how to introduce things. I was talking to Braddy, you know how she made her group, and the group's been fucking annoying since the moment it was made, right? So just know that that energy is consistent, and I'm not trying to be part of that group anymore. Fuck people of color group right now. Like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But she asked me, first I'm going to start with the drama between me, and then I'm going to do her drama. So the drama between me... she asked me if my ex-mistress could join the group. Guess who asked her permission to join the group? Her new little. My ex-mistress just new little. Why did that make my brain go, bleh? This hoe said, oh, I will never move on from this. La 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 la. It's February. She clearly spent Valentine's Day with a little. Anyway, I'm over it. I literally told Peachy, I was like, clearly the only thing she cared about was having a little. It didn't matter like who the person was, what they were about, and like what they bring to the family. She just wanted someone there for her. And okay, fine, whatever. We all live in 2020 for ourselves, so whatever. I just know that that was not the energy for me. So I'm just not about that. So I'm just gonna move on from that, and that's fine. Her drama. She's the one who created this group, yes? Her drama is that now she is intensely jealous over this person who she added, and who is her crush, this male. I don't even know who he is, it's how much I care. Because honestly, it shouldn't even be a problem. But whatever. She has this crush on this guy. Guy A. I'm going to say Guy A. Guy A is her crush. And girl A is, I guess, the friend. I'm making this confusing. Anyway, she's getting jealous of some dude that she has a crush on, someone was flirting with in... Fuck, it could have been me for all I know. That's the problem. Like, I flirt with everyone. That's an issue. Like, especially, like, all those people in there are pretty attractive. But anyway, I was just like, oh, okay, like, that's fine. Like, I've been jealous. Like, I told her, I've been jealous many times. I still get jealous. And the only thing that you have to do is just make sure it's not like, is it jealous because you want the thing, or is it jealous because you feel lonely and desperate right now? And a lot of the times, my answer is, I feel lonely and desperate right now. Which, surprisingly, despite it being the case for like the M guy that I was talking to, I know this is completely off subject, but that's me, the M guy I was talking to, that is not the case for Charles. I don't know why Charles popped up, but that's, I'm chill with it. He's cool with it, I'm cool with it, so cool. He's my friend. We're gonna watch My Hero Academia together. We're gonna just be friends right now because I'm tired. But she's upset because she's jealous, so she went to her friend's house because she needed reassurance, and I get that, but I'm just like, I have to sit a lot with myself and figure out why that thing bugs me, and then I resolve it with myself, and then I go and I express my resolution to the world, right? And maybe this is what I need to realize about myself, is that I just care too much about how people do things and how I do things in accordance to how people do things. And then I compare it way too much. Like, I need to not, because it's not going anywhere. It's just making me feel bad. It's making me feel like either I'm doing something wrong or they're doing something wrong, which is not the case ever. Like, it usually just means we just have different responses or whatever. But she just kind of responded like a child, and I get that, and I get it. We're in a little space zone, we're in a safe place, but is it me, or is it the Mercury retrograde? Am I just too tired? I literally had to be like, listen, I had to tell Brady, I had to be like, I'm having not the best day. I literally just, oh, by the way, I fell. I don't know. Karina might tell you. I might have told you already. But I fell really bad. I had a really tough conversation with Mom about Boris and John. We're both going first names. And I realized that I need to stop hoping and wishing that some father figure or additional whatever guy, masculine figure, masculine energy will come swoop me up and save me. That's not gonna happen. It's just not. And I don't want to wish for it anymore. I'm so tired. And I walked out of her room after saying that, and I fell on my ass, and I hit my head, and I hit my shoulder, and I hit my wrist, and I could have hurt it really bad, but we're gonna see. I'll watch it in the morning. And all I could say was, see, this is why I don't need them, because I'm gonna figure out how to get up and how to heal and how to figure it out, and they're still not gonna know what the fuck happened to me, and it won't matter to them. And that's exactly why I can't wish for any of that anymore. I can't wish that I'm going to be saved. I need to save myself. I need to do it for me. I need to just be doing it for me right now. And it's just, it hurts because in a way it makes the world emptier. And in a way it really made things emptier. And I just kind of felt a little empty, a little more empty than I already felt. And I was just like, fuck. Well, that sucks. But there's nothing I can do about that. I can only fill it with, hopefully, peace. And I was looking for more tea. I was looking for my class ring earlier. And I wasn't looking for my class ring earlier. See, I found my class ring, but I was looking for sage because I was so sick of the fucking energy in this room that I was like, fuck it, I'm going to change it myself. And so I was looking for sage, and I found my 2012 class ring that doesn't even fit my finger because I was so heavy by the time I graduated. And I know why I was so heavy, right? Because it's so sad. I was so sad. I was sadder then than I am right now. And all I could do was fill that stupid hole that even to this day, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to fill you with. That stupid hole is food. But that hole, that desire, that fucking cavern of, I need a father, it needs to go away. I don't need a father. I need me. I don't need him. I don't need them. I need me. So, I need to stop crying. I've been crying for hours. I need to stop. But, emotions. See, if I wasn't a female, I wouldn't be crying this much. See, fucking hormones. Anyway, see, if I was a male, this would be a little easier. But, you know, it's just there's so much tea, and the Mercury retrograde doesn't even start technically until like 83 hours. And I was just sitting here and I'm like, well, shit. You know, like I unfolded so many things in such a small amount of time about so many people and about myself. And oh, Peachy also talked to me about, she updated me on her life. She's doing okay, but she is no longer in a polyamorous relationship. Everyone's been kind of screwed over already before this Mercury retrograde ended. So it's like, wow, world. Or, well, wow, universe. The fuck? So, yeah, it's been a week, I can tell, on everyone's end. Like, oh my god, it's been... Oh, sorry, I'm not even crying. I'm literally just the stuffy that I sound like I'm crying. It's literally been, a week. That's what I just said. See? I just said that. Oh my god, it's been 10 minutes. Well, I just wanted to update you on tea, because you'll know why I'll be so burnt out when you come back. And I told, after everything with the team and everything, I told her tomorrow I'm gonna try to relax a little more because I literally fell. If that wasn't the figurative representation of what Mercury retrograde does to me, I fucking fell. And I fell from nothing. It's like gravity came and tripped my ass. Like, even my mom was like, are you okay? Like, she heard it. She heard the fall. I hit my head. Like, so I'm on watch. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm okay, though. Like, I don't feel any more pain from the fall or anything. Other than my wrist, which is, I think it's just because that's a complex series of joints. And I've got a joint disease. So, I'm gonna feel maybe a little pain there for up until tomorrow. But, like, honestly, I'm okay. Like, I'm gonna be fine, and I'm gonna watch some YouTube videos, and I'm gonna feel fine, and I'm gonna smoke a little more, and then I'm gonna go to sleep, and then I'm gonna wake up feeling different. I'm gonna wake up not in the same exact place that I was in today. I just got randomly really cold. Oh, okay, immune system, I hear ya. It's one of these nights where I'm like, I might have to just phone service off, everything off, and go straight into a mode where I just use things that are offline and really try to focus on relaxing, because it's already been so, so hard and so long. And, I'm trying to update you on other things. Charles is probably, he's all weeded out, so he's probably asleep. I appreciated him calling me when I said I was having a breakdown, a little bit. I didn't tell him I was having a breakdown, honestly. No, I said, I'm gonna literally read it to you since I'm like, I can use. I told him I had a meltdown from stress. That's what I said. And he wants to care for me. I get that. I do. I understand that, and it's part of my, it's outside of my comfort zone to let someone care for me, but I'm literally gonna send him a voice message, and I'm like, can you send me something comforting? I think you have the ability to comfort me. And we'll see what happens. I'm in a place where now I'm gonna ask for it. I'm gonna ask people to be there for me. I'm gonna start needing help because I can't do it by myself anymore. There are just certain things I can't do by myself anymore. I can't do everything by myself. I think everything with the team and everything just let me realize, like, I can't do it by myself. It doesn't matter if I'm feeling lonely or I am alone technically. I still can't survive on my own. I still need all these things, all these systems, all of these things around me to be me, and it's just, I think that's technically an existential crisis. I think I'm just having a lot more existential crises than I'm used to having, and I think a lot of it has to go with me questioning my own value in myself, and that's not fair, because I have a lot of value. Just because I don't see it doesn't mean I've been told have a lot of value. So I need to be placing a little more faith and a little more trust in what people say about me in a positive light. Yeah, I'm realizing a lot tonight. Like, it's a lot. Like, everything's a lot. And I just have to let some stuff go in order to breathe, because I can't breathe. All of this, I can't breathe. Dad's coming home tonight. Okay, so yeah, that's the biggest tea. Dad's coming home tonight after Nana texted him. Dad's coming home tonight. I'm trying to get this all in one sentence. Dad's coming home tonight after Nana texted my mom, who she hates, that he abandoned her in her most vulnerable moment. Right? And she said, God bless, but God has got me, and I'll be fine. And I sat there with my mom, and I said, that's a serpent, that's a demon. That is literally a demon. I don't know who is inside of her. I don't know what's inside of her. I don't know if it's just her. I don't know if people are born demons. I think some people can be born demons. I think some people can be put here
and things happen to them, and they become vulnerable, and demons can do things, because Daisy's screaming at me because I'm crying. she's become accustomed to screaming at me till I stop crying. But I think that was a whole demon. I think she's a whole demon. Because I called her in January and told her, how dare she treat her son the way she treats him, for him to feel like he needs to treat me the way he treats me. I called her out on her parenting because I just about had it with them. And I remember that. And mom's like, well, she's never going to text you again. And I'm like, good. Fucking good. Because you know what? I told her today, I said, Mom, I don't want to expose my grandchildren to Althea Hall. And I don't even have children. Grandchildren. Oh my God, I'm not that old. Children. I meant children. I said children. I don't want to expose my children to Nana. And I don't think that would be a smart thing to do. And she kind of gave me a look, and I was like, would you have exposed me to Boris if you knew who he was before everything happened? She's like, no. I'm like, there, see, right there, that is protecting your child. I would have protected my child. I know who Nana is, and I would never expose them to them. And she kind of just was like, yeah, but like, and I was like, no, there are no buts. There are no buts. No one. They're not even born yet. But no one's gonna make them feel the way I feel tonight. I swear by it. Not me. Not me. And if God forbid anything happens to them, I will kill that person. I swear to God. They deserve a chance. A fucking chance. They're not even actually like planned yet in my head. But if I do have children, oh my God. I will not be my mother. I will not be my father. I will not be my stepmother. I will not be my godmother. God forgive. God forbid I be them. And God forgive me if I ever turn into them. Fuck that. Daisy, I'm okay, baby. I have to cry. I'm a female. I don't know what to do. Yeah, I know. You have to cry too. We're all crying. We're gonna cry together. So it's a lot. It's just, I had to realize some heavy shit today. I can't breathe. But okay, like, it's heavy, but it's important. And I understand that. And I'm not mad at the universe anymore. I was all day. I was so pissed. You know, after I fell, I was like, you know what? What's the point of being mad at you when you are just doing your best to make sure I am in the best place at the best time as much as I can be? Because honestly, the universe is probably just as confused as the rest of us. We're all fucked. See, that's another existential crisis. See, I go there. I go deeper. I just go a lot deeper. And I also need to remember that. I tend to go a lot deeper. Maybe I need to not think so hard. Maybe that's why everything's happening, because I think too fucking hard at one time. And I didn't think so hard. You want to come here? You want to come hug me? Can we cry together? I'm going to hug Daisy. We're going to cry together for a while. But I love you, and I don't want this to get you down, so I'm going to end on a good note. I'm going to end on a positive note. Come here. We're going to cry together. Well, I'm done crying, but you're going to cry at me, and then I'm going to hug you. Oh, you just want the bed seat. She didn't want me. She just wanted to be in the bed. That's okay. She's a dog. She's not emotionally driven like I am. I'm a human. I'm emotionally driven. I have problems. Excuse my nose blowing. Hello, my love. Mwah. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I'm so upset, and it's upsetting you too. I'll get it together. You know I will. A positive note. I'm gonna get it together. Just like what I told Daisy. No, I'm okay. Like, essentially. And I know this is a big step. But I'm not suicidal. I want to live through this shit. I want to prove Boris so wrong. I want to prove all of them wrong. I'll be like, fuck you, I still survived, and I'm still stoner. Like, I want to prove everyone wrong now. So I kind of want to rebelliously. That sounds weird coming out of my mouth. Rebelliously live right now, like, for me, in a way. And in turn, that doesn't exactly mean I'm selfish. It just means I'm going to care about who I care about. So if I feel like, you know, if I feel like dropping Raven 20 bucks because I'm a nice friend, then I'm going to drop Raven 20 bucks because I'm a nice friend. I'm not going to sit and ponder if that's a nice thing to do or not. I'm not going to sit and ponder, you know, who's going to be upset with it. Like, fuck that. If I want to be nice, I'm going to be nice. If I want to be by myself, I'm going to be by myself. And if I want to be with someone, I'm going to figure that out too. Because I don't need to be in a relationship to be happy. I don't need... Hello, my love. I don't need to be with a companion to be happy. I need to find it myself. I need to fill the hole myself. I need to stop looking for these stupid father figures and these stupid other halves that don't actually exist and find the other half in myself. It's just what needs to be done in order to get to the other side of this goddamn long-ass tunnel. Daisy's mad at me now. I pet her too rough for a second. She was like, excuse me, I am not Marley. I do not like to be pet that way. I'm sorry, baby. Is this better? Yeah, she's like, yeah, you fixed it. So the good note is I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm a fucking old lady now. In my soul, like, I'm really old. Like, my soul has just, like, grown so much more in this one moment. But it's healthy, it's good, it's not bad. I'm just tired. I forgot what I was gonna say, but I'm glad I ended on a good note, because then I could just kind of end it here. I can conclude, and I'm gonna conclude with drink water, eat pussy, love life. Drink water, eat pussy, love life. I'm literally gonna go throw that somewhere. Love you.